Today we begin a new teaching series entitled A City That Is Set on a Hill. And in this series we'll be looking at the kind of church that Jesus is building. And during January and February this will be our theme for those 2 months. Next week I'll be asking the question, what are we relying upon to build the church? What are we relying upon, or who are we relying upon, to build the church? This morning I want to begin this series by really casting a vision for the year that lies ahead. And I want to use the verses of Scripture that are found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, as not only the series that we'll be doing and the verses that relate to that, but I also want to wrap the vision of this fellowship around those verses of Scripture as well. Before we move into what God has laid upon my heart to share with you, I think it would be good if we took a few moments just to reflect a little bit about what we shared as our vision for 2012. This time last year, I came and I shared a vision for 2012. And I think it would be good for us to reflect on what was shared and to find out what was accomplished in the vision that we shared with you last year. Vision is all about having the ability to see. To see something that you've never seen before. Or to see things differently than you've seen before. Vision and faith are inseparable. They are inseparable, like the inseparable twins. You can't have vision unless you have faith. Faith is all about seeing those things that are not as though they really were. And calling those things that are not as though they really were. When we read that great chapter in Hebrews chapter 11, talking about the men of faith and the women of faith, they were inspired by faith that gave them vision to do things in God that the Word of God records for us there. By faith, Noah built an ark to the saving of his household. By faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith, now faith, is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things that are unseen. So vision involves change. It brings transformation. And it's my prayer this morning that as we share vision together, that we'll be able to grasp hold. The Bible says that we've got to write the vision down and make it plain, that those who read it may be able to run with it. Well, it's my prayer that what I share this morning, although it's not written down for you, but what I share this morning through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God will be able to help every one of us to get hold of it, that we might be able to run with it. Amen? So, in 2012, what did we share? Well, we began last year by operating New Life Church in three different locations, Billingham, Stockton, and Redcar. And this time last year, I stood here and said that we had become very parochial. You know, there's a verse in Corinthians that says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas. Paul said, we're all one. And last year, I said that it was our aim in 2012 to break down this parochialism that existed. I belong to Billingham Church. I belong to Redcar Church. I belong to Stockton Church. We wanted to break that down. And as a help to do that, our vision was that during the year that parochialism would be broken down. And as an aid to doing that, we changed the name of the church. We renamed the church New Life Church Teesside, which really reflects a greater desire on our heart that our vision is bigger than Billingham, it's bigger than Redcar, it's bigger than Stockton. Our vision is for the whole of the Tees Valley area. That wherever we have people, we want to see the kingdom of God established. And so that reflected a greater vision than we had previously. And we weren't looking at just three congregations. We were looking at the whole of the Tees Valley. So wherever we've got a congregation, that congregation will not be New Life Church Billingham or Redcar or Stockton or wherever. We've just started up in Gisborough. That new congregation will be New Life Church Teesside, working out of Gisborough. And so it's one congregation, one church. And so wherever we have a congregation, they will be known as New Life Church Teesside. So, because in reality, friends, we are only one church. The same leadership team over all of the network. We're only one church. Also, we shared, because of our increased growth, it demanded that we change our charity status. And we would go from an incorporated charity to unincorporated. That we'll go from a corporate to a unincorporated charity. Other way around. Okay. You know what we mean. That new structure would determine how we would conduct our business. All that would be changed. So, New Life Church Teesside is now our official title. And I think we're really saddened and disappointed that after many hours of debate and discussion, Redcar parted company with us in May. There were 7 trustees in the Redcar Church. 5 of those trustees wanted to come and embrace the vision that we had. 2 of them didn't. They really wanted Redcar to remain an independent and a separate church that would pursue its own vision and its own way, different from the one that we had outlined. And so in May, our partnership with Redcar ceased. And the Bible says, how can two walk together unless we are in agreement? And it was very obvious that we weren't in agreement. There were 2 visions. And when you've got 2 visions, you've got division. And so we had to end our partnership with Redcar. I think it would be true to say, and I think I speak on behalf of all the leadership team, that was a devastating blow to us. It saddened us greatly that had to take place. We had sown 5.5 years of ministry into that church. We'd seen the church grow. We'd acquired, by the grace and help of God, a building worth £1 million. And we were really saddened and disappointed that just at the time when we were experiencing growth in the church, 20 people meeting in a new converts class, the new building up, and we were ready to go with community activity and move into the community, we were faced with this other vision that had emerged from 2 of the Redcar brothers and their wives. And so, really, our goal, our vision for New Life Church Teesside to become one, I want to say, friends, in 2012, it was accomplished. But sadly, without Redcar being on board. Very sadly. Last year, I spoke also about my changing role as the senior leader here at New Life. And the network, over the network. And I said last year that I would be delegating more responsibility to Luke for more of the day-to-day running of work that was taking place, especially in Billingham. And my role would be just as an overseer, the senior leader of the whole of the network. I'd be looking over the whole and not just being here in Billingham. I would be taking more active role in the whole of the network. So with Redcar no longer with us, the decision was taken in autumn to pioneer in Gisborough. And Kevin will be heading that up and is heading that up, as Steve continues to do with Stockton, and Luke will be heading things up here and taking more responsibility about the day-to-day running here in Billingham. But I want you to understand that as a leadership team, although we have people who are heading these, or the lead people in those areas, we are doing it as a whole leadership team. And, you know, we're doing it together and moving forward together. To help Luke into that role of senior leader, we realized it was very important that we found some release from his secular job at the God Channel. And so one of our goals last year in 2012 was to try and find some finance that would release Luke on a part-time basis to get involved more in the work of God here at New Life. And I thank God that in the autumn when we launched that appeal, with your help, your commitment, and your generosity, we have been able to release Luke part-time for at least one day a week here at New Life for him to get involved. That started in November, and obviously he'll become more involved as the year begins to progress into 2013 here in the ministry at New Life. Finally, I brought to you last January how it was our hope that in 2012 that we would acquire this building and the land from the local authority under what is termed as an asset transfer. As you can imagine, the business plan that's required to do that, to submit to the local authority, has taken a lot of time and a lot of hard work. And I just want to place on record our grateful thanks to Paul for doing this for us. He spent many hours, as well as the change of the charity, the name change, and that's taken a lot of hard work as well. As well as that, Paul has taken us through this business plan and to submit to the local authority. I just want to say on behalf of us all, Paul, thanks. We appreciate all that you've done. Hallelujah. We didn't hit our deadline of getting the asset transfer in 2012, which was one of our goals. We hope to submit the business plan by December into the local authority. Well, it didn't happen. So part of that goal was realized that the business plan is almost there, but it hasn't yet been submitted to the local authority. But it's almost ready to be submitted. And it's our hope that it will be submitted by the end of January. And the asset transfer will be completed in the early part of 2013. So we thank God for that. Amen. Although we can't say we've acquired the asset transfer, which was one of our goals last year, we're on the way to it. And hopefully by the early part of the year, that will have gone through. The word the Lord laid on my heart to bring to you at the start of last year was Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. I suggested that we apply this scripture, because how do you seek first the kingdom of God? How do you do it? And what I said last year at the beginning of the year was that if we were to take the four pillars of our overall vision, which hasn't changed for 7 years, four E's: evangelism, equipping, enlargement, and excellence. If we were to take those pillars of our vision here at New Life and make them our individual goals and vision for 2012, then the kingdom of God would be established. Amen. And the kingdom of God would be increased amongst us. So what I shared in 2012, I think it still holds good for the beginning of 2013. Let me just briefly mention those four pillars. Evangelism. I said last year, it's not a program of evangelism that we need, but for every one of us to do the work of an evangelist. And instead of having a program of evangelism, we're all doing the work of evangelism in the church. The Bible says, he that continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. And I believe that every one of us can make it our goal, last year and this year, to begin to do the work of an evangelist, to share the good news of Jesus Christ and make evangelism our number one aim in seeking first the kingdom of God. Secondly, seeking the kingdom of God first by being equipped, by being ready and prepared for whatever God is wanting to do amongst us. Said last year, there's no equipping outside of the Word of God and prayer. And those two things should become our individual priority and the church priority. I thank God that this year the level of prayer has been upped. The spiritual temperature has gone up as we've put more prayer times on to seek God, because without Him, we can do nothing. And so, if we all gave ourselves to the Word of God and prayer in 2012, we would go a long way to putting God's kingdom first and seeing what God is wanting to do amongst us. Then, seeking first the kingdom of God by enlargement. God wants to enlarge us, to stretch us, to get us out of our comfort zones. I asked last year, what would we begin to do in 2012 that we had never, ever done before? What new ministries would be birthed amongst us here at New Life? What adventures of faith awaited those who would take this pillar of the vision as their own personal pillar? And finally, seeking the kingdom of God by excellence, by being excellent in all that we do for the Lord, by making a decision that as we went into 2012, we would give God our best. We wouldn't give Him leftovers. We would give Him our best. As Barbara prayed that prayer this morning, that we would give God all, our all. Our time, the best of our talents, the best of our energies, our finances, no more half-hearted measures in serving God. How many know that we're all called to full-time service? And God wants our best. I don't know if in 2012 we as individuals have been seeking first the kingdom of God, because at the end of the day, it's something that only we as an individual can do. But the Word of God encourages us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But I do know that 2013 is upon us. And if you want a scripture to begin the year, that's a good scripture to begin the year. 2013, I will seek first the kingdom of God. I will begin to put God first. If using those four pillars of our overall vision helps you to do that, helps you to get something down on paper that you can begin to work with this year, then that would be good. It's never too late to start. Never too late to start. The title of our new series is A City That Is Set on a Hill. And from this scripture in Matthew 5, 14 to 16, I want to take this scripture for this year and begin to encapsulate some of the vision that I feel God has for us, both individually and corporately as a church. Verse 16 in particular will be the base for the vision for 2013. It's up there, is it? Okay, that's good. Let's all read that together, shall we? All of you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We're asking the question in this new series, what kind of church is Jesus building? And I want to just introduce this new teaching series and the vision that we're going to share by just some general observations as to the church that Jesus is building. The first thing I want to say, the church that Jesus is building is visible. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Thank God, friends, the church is not hidden away in the corner. The church should be a visible church that Jesus is building. The Bible says it is cannot be hidden. And so it's visible. When it's visible, everybody knows it's there. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Everyone knows that it's there. And in 2013, it's my prayer that for us at New Life Church Teesside, we will become more visible in the communities where God has called us to serve. That will become visible to the extent that people will know that we're there. Amen. That anybody will know that New Life Church Teesside exists and where it exists. Now I know that for that to become a reality in its fullest sense, we need a supernatural move of the Holy Spirit for people to become aware of God. But it's my prayer that that will take place, friends, this year. That will become visible in the community. Secondly, a city that is set on a hill doesn't just arrive there. Someone's planned it. Behind it all, there's an architect. Thank God we have an architect. We've got somebody who's planned it all, who said, I will build my church. Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Aren't you glad that Jesus is building the church? Not in a haphazard way. He's working to a perfect timetable. He's building his church. And the wonderful thing is, he's using the likes of you and me to build it. He's using ordinary people to build the kingdom of God. Thirdly, the church that Jesus is building is a powerful church. A city that is set on a hill. When cities were set on hills, a lot of forts and fortresses were set on hills for one particular reason. You look at all these old forts in Northumbria, all these castles set on a hill, so they could see the enemy approaching, so that they would have an advantage place when the enemy came. A city that is set on a hill, the church that Jesus is building, is a powerful church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Friends, we're on the offensive. We're not on the defensive. We are on the offensive. It is a powerful church. And fourthly, there's a distinguishing feature about this city that is set on a hill that sets it apart from all others. For this city is filled with love. It's a distinguishing mark of this city. It cannot be hidden. There is a law operating in this city that is set on a hill, the church. It's called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. It is a law that is governed by love. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Love is the hallmark of this city that is set on a hill. Sincere love. Sincere brotherly love, the Bible calls it. Love that is not hypocritical. It's love that we read about in 1 Corinthians 13. And I know we did that teaching series on the fruits of the Spirit. And love encapsulates all those 9 fruits. It's not boastful. It's kind. It's gentle. It's not proud. Keeps no record of wrongs. It's not easily offended. It's not boastful. It's not rude. It's patient. The Bible says we are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Immediately a stranger enters this city, they can feel and they know this overwhelming sense of love. The love of God that is shed abroad in the hearts of the people of God by the Holy Spirit. Thank God we're in this city, friends, called the church. We are the church. We are members of the body of Christ that is called the church, the ecclesia, the called out of God. People looking from afar can see this city that is set upon a hill. And as the night dawns, all they can see is one light coming from this city. But the closer you get to inspect, you find that that one big light that can be seen from afar is made up by many individual lights. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." And the brighter the light shines in your life and in mine, the brighter the light shines in the city. The more the light radiates in the city when the individual lights begin to shine. This coming year, we are called to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. So then, what is our vision for 2013? Individually and as a church, what is our vision? First of all, individually. What is our vision? What is your vision as part of this city that is set on a hill? I believe, friends, that this year each of us can play our part in making sure that the light is shining. Let's make sure that this year that the Church of Jesus Christ that we belong to, New Life Church Teesside, as far as we're concerned, that light shines bright. I just want to give you 3 things that we can all do. You know, there are some ministries that only some people can do. But I want to give us 3 things that we can all do this year that will help the light to keep shining bright, to make this place become visible to the community. First of all, each of us to bring glory to God through our lives. Our life bringing glory to God. Let your light shine before men. The Bible says in Corinthians, whatever we do, do it all to the glory of God. In other words, friends, this coming year, every one of us can let our light shine. That wherever we are, we can radiate Christ. Amen? You are the light of the world. You know, I don't know about the demonic realm too much. But I just wonder if in the demonic realm that Christians are not signaled out by a light that is upon them. Invisible to the naked eye, but seen by demonic power. Remember on the day of Pentecost, cloven tongues as a fire came and sat upon every one of them. It was visible. It's no longer visible, but I'm just wondering in the demonic realm if they can detect the believer by the light that is upon them. The Bible says we shine like lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We shine like lights in the darkness. So this year, every one of us can let our light shine. Don't hide it. Let the light shine, church, this year. As an individual, where you work, let it shine. Your neighborhood, let it shine. When you walking out into the community, let the light shine. Because the Bible says as we do that, we bring great glory to God. Secondly, I believe that this year of 2013, we can become involved, every one of us, in some form of good works. I know we don't preach this too often. We're not saved by works. We save through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I've worked this hard, and so I've achieved this. The Bible says we'd boast. So we save through faith. But once we are saved, good works play a major part of our Christian lives. And I want to challenge everyone here this morning, friends, as an individual believer, this year, get involved in some form of good works. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. What good works are you involved in? What good works are you involved in at the start of this year of 2013? The Bible says he has prepared beforehand good works that we might walk in them. It would be tremendous if every one of us in this year of 2013 got involved in some form of good works, some form of social action. Either relating to this fellowship or not, it doesn't matter. We are called to do good works. But as far as we are concerned, we already, thank God, have got things that are taking place in New Life that come under that title of good works. Our children and youth ministry is good works. Amen. Reaching the boys and girls with the love of Christ. And I know that our children and youth department is desperate for workers. Desperate for those who will help. Could you get involved this year in some form of good works to the community by getting involved in the children and youth work? Then we've got the work here in the family center. This place continues to grow. And every week it's a hive of activity to the community. This is part of our community arm of the fellowship. Could you get involved in some aspect of service here in the family center? Could you volunteer some of your time just to be as a pointer to the community as they come in? A help? A volunteer? The food bank ministry that was started this year. So many of you folk are already part of that. But thank God that's a good work. Kevin shared last week how some 300 people plus have been fed since it opened in April. Could you get involved in the community through the food bank? What about that wonderful ministry of helps? One time we had a social action team in the fellowship, and they would go and respond to need. They would go, and if there was a need, they would go and try and respond to it. Friends, there's need around us all the time. Jesus said, the poor you've always got with you. Could you get involved in some form of social action to the community through good works by getting involved to meet some needs? Do a bit of painting, a bit of decorating, a bit of garden cleaning? Offer yourself to serve the Lord? There is no end, friends, in this fellowship and outside of it to do good works. Anne's involved in the chaplaincy at Hartlepool Hospital. Thank God for that. That is part of us being involved out there with good works, reaching people. And various ministries can be involved in good works. So the challenge this year is, what good works are you involved in? Because it's through that that people will bring glory to Jesus by seeing the good works. May good works play a major role in our lives, all of our lives in the coming year. And thirdly, I think we've just got to keep shining and keep faithful. Faithfulness is one of the things that, or one of the tools that God uses more than any other to build his church. It's required in a steward that you first are found faithful. When we stand before him on that day, it'll be, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." Friends, I believe every one of us can be faithful this year. Several areas of faithfulness that I've just jotted down. Faithful in our commitment to the local church where God has called us to serve him. I believe, friends, if we want to see this place shining as a light set on a hill, not the building, but the church, New Light Church Teesside, then it requires faithfulness. It requires faithfulness in our attendance at the meetings. I've said it before, but if there's a meeting on, by God's grace, we ought to try and be here. Sunday morning, Sunday night as we plant out in Stockton and in the coming year into Gisborough. Faithful in being at the prayer meetings and into the life groups. We all should be faithful in our attendance to the church where God has called us to serve him. Faithful in our giving. I'm praying that this year we'll all have a generous spirit. Amen. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Let's have a generous spirit this year, not only financially. Let's be determined that this year, 2013, I'm not going to rob God anymore. I'm going to give God what is my due to him, what is required. I'm not going to rob him. Let's make sure that we've got a generous spirit, not only in our tithes, but in our offerings, that we will give. It's more, the more we give, the more we receive. My mother used to say to me, "I can never outgive God. The more I give, the more I get." Friends, that's so true. Let's have a generous spirit. There is that which withholds, it tends to poverty. It's mine. Can't do without it. I can't give it away. I need it myself. It tends to poverty. Poverty of the spirit, of the soul, and even of the finances. God will never bless you, friends, if you can't trust God and honor him with the first fruits of all your increase. But let's be generous in our giving to the service of the Lord this year. Faithful in our witness. You know how the church grows? It's very simple. The church grows as one person tells another. That's the simplicity of it. This church will grow as one person who belongs to it begins to tell others who don't belong to it. Not about the church, but we become witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We speak about him and what he can do in people's lives. Faithful in our ministries of service to the Lord. Isn't it a great privilege to serve the Lord? You know, friends, people have got to have their hands up the backs now before you think they're doing God a favor if they offer the time and the talent. Friends, we're doing God no favors at all. It's a privilege to serve Him. It's a privilege to play in the band. It's a privilege to put these chairs out. It's a privilege to serve in the coffee bar. It's a privilege to be a door steward or an offering steward. It's our privilege to serve the Lord. Let's make sure that we are faithful in the service, in the ministries that God gives us to do this year. Faithful in getting behind the vision of the church. Let your light so shine before men. Don't hide it. Get behind the vision to make this light, this city that is set upon a hill, that as far as I'm concerned, my light is going to shine brightly to radiate the life of Christ wherever I go. Get behind the vision. And let's be faithful in meeting with God through the Word of God and prayer. We can't move forward without that. Let's make sure that in 2013, the Word of God is opened every day and that we read it every day. That there's time in that day for us to set time aside for us to meet with God. Let's have a meeting with God every day in 2013. It's required in a steward that a man first be found faithful. So I believe God's calling us individually to faithfulness in 2013. First, that he's found faithful. Doesn't matter what else he can do, but first, that he's found faithful. And finally, as we bring this to a close, what about our corporate vision? Well, we want to build on what we began last year under the banner of New Life Church Teesside. And we believe in God that enlargement and expansion will come as the year progresses and as we move forward and into all that God has for us here in the Tees Valley, that our influence will grow. Amen? That as the work starts up in Gisborough, that this time next year, there'll be a group of folks meeting there, one for Jesus, and the church will be established. That in Stockton, as we're planting out there, that the church in Stockton will grow and prosper. And here in Billingham too, we'll know the hand of God upon us. The life groups will know the blessing of God when they meet together. There'll be an enlargement of vision and an enlargement of what God began will continue. It's our prayer that the asset transfer will be completed in the early part of the year. So by this time next year, we'll have further a greater understanding in regard to the building of a new place. The second offering that you gave today was a vision offering that goes towards vision for whatever God is wanting to do amongst us in the future. At the moment, we don't know. We've already indicated that we've priced up, perhaps putting a hall on this land here outside. But by the end of next year, we're believing that we're going to know more fully what God wants us to do in the way of the building project. In regard to leadership, as a leadership, we continue to meet every week, early on a morning, 7:30, once a week, to pray and to seek God for his way forward for us. We want you to pray for us as a leadership team that God will help us this year and lead us in his good paths. We're praying that Luke's role will continue to grow this year, especially now that he's released us from November. He's got the release from his secular work in the God Channel for one day a week. Pray that God will bless that. We believe in that in our youth and children's departments. We thank God for every worker that we've got. But what we are lacking in both our children and in our youth departments is a leader. Someone with the call of God, a gift ministry to children and youth. And we're praying that this year God will help us to begin to identify and help us with this whole area of our youth and children's department. We started our prayer meetings of the new year on Thursday night by saying that this year, we want more of the presence of God. Friends, without His presence, we're just meeting. We want more of His presence. With His presence comes His power. I think it was Karen on Thursday night, she said we ought to mark tonight as the beginning of something new. God helped us. God broke in. And we want more of the presence of God. We want to grow spiritually as a church. We want to grow numerically. I don't think there is nothing, friends, there is no reason that by the end of 2013 we could not have grown spiritually and numerically. I believe God wants His house to be filled, don't you? And the best is yet to be. 2013 has opened up before us, and I really believe that the best is yet to be for us all. If we will believe God, if we will give ourselves to vision, at the end of 2013, we'll be able to look back and declare, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I'm praying, friends, that this time next year, as we stand here, or if we're not here, we might be somewhere else, but wherever God leads us, we'll be able to say, the Lord has done great things for us. 2013 has been an exceptional year. A year that we'll never forget. A year of the Lord's favor. Wouldn't it be marvelous if 2013 was a year of the Lord's favor, eh? For every one of us. We're continually walking and living in the blessing of God. But as a church, and you who make up the church individually, if every one of us had the Lord's favor upon us. So, let our light so shine before men, that they might see our good works and that they might glorify our Father who is in heaven. At the end of the day, we want to give Him the glory. All the glory must go to Him. Let's pray. Father, we worship You. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, we thank You this morning for Your hand upon all of our lives here. We are not here by chance. We are here by divine appointment. You've called us to this place, Lord, to work out our salvation. You've called us to belong to this community of believers, that we might work together to see Your kingdom coming and Your will being done. Father, I pray that a sense of purpose will grip all of our lives. Lord, a sense of destiny. That, Lord, You will take hold of each one of us and You will use each one of us to shine bright. That, Lord, we might become visible in this community. We thank You, Lord, for the year that lies ahead. We don't know what lies ahead, Lord. None of us know the future. But today we put our hands in the hands of God. And we say, Lord, lead us into the future. For if God is for us, who can be against us? We pray that You lead us, Lord, by Your sovereign power and Your divine will. That, Lord, we might walk in all the things that You've prepared beforehand, that we might walk in. I pray that we'll build good foundations so that when the storms of life come and when the things come to hit us, we pray that we'll be stood firm upon a solid foundation. We will not be shaken. Lord, we pray that, Lord, our faith will be intact at the end of 2013. Lord, we give You praise for the church that You're building. We say in this place at the beginning of the year, Lord, build Your church. Make us a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. We will give You all the praise. We'll give You all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.